And in playing tag, what is the tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe? What do you call that? You remember back when
a tree?
Right. Or a house. There was one place where nobody could tag them. You know, if they could get to that place, they were safe. And playing hide and seek, mm-hmm. you know, you run, and if you get over there without anybody touching me, you're safe.
That's the...
you can run and get back to your...
Mm-hmm, to the safety plate, I guess it is.
Yeah. What about at the end of the football field, that thing?
That's the home plate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're in football, they have to kick the football through those posts. What are they? Those...
No, I guess I don't know the name.
Okay, and in basketball, you might ask somebody, well, how many whats did you make last night?
Points.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or, what about in playing, did you ever use, talk about tag or... hide and go seek and so forth. They would yell out to each other, run, run home, run to base. You remember using base or home or any of those words for that place where they were safe?
Home plate.
Okay. Yes, now, home plate is like in baseball.
Baseball, yes.
What about that hide and go seek game?
I can't remember that.
Yeah. Home or base, neither one sounds right.
Seems like it's home. Okay. Seems like it's home. Yeah.
Okay. And back to the football or basketball then, the word that I was trying to get at was how many, if it's not points, another way to say points is... how many whats did you make in basketball?
Scores.
Okay. Or one that begins with a G. How many go?
Gold.
How's that?
That was gold.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. If you throw a ball, you ask somebody to
catch it.
Mm-hmm. And you say, I threw the ball and
he caught it. Yeah.
And I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught anything.
Okay. And if you're... if somebody is trying to get there and they're afraid they'll be late, you might say, well, there's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
Wait on you.
What was that?
I'll wait on you.
Okay. And if a child is going to be punished and he wants you to wait and try him again, he might say to you, please give me another
chance.
Okay. And if a man's in a very good mood, you would say he's in a very good
mood.
How?
Mood.
Okay. Or you might say, well, he always sees the joke in anything. He really has a very good sense of
understanding.
Okay. Look at him smiling today. I believe he really is in a good
humor.
Okay. If you have a hired man who loafs all the time and you've decided to discharge him, you might say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get
rid of him.
Okay. And if somebody didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all, if he tried to give the appearance that he knew it all, how would you say that? He, as if he knew it all along.
He understood this problem.
Okay. Would you say he made out like he knew it, or he acted like he knew it?
Yeah, and didn't know.
Yeah, how would you say that? He didn't know what was going on, but he
made like he was going to know, but he didn't.
Okay.